you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, Prime Life Times in Review, August 12th, 2020.
Still 2020. It's a decades-long year.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone that I've heard that hasn't said to some degree, this has been the longest year of my life.
And yet, it's already August.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm excited about today's program because I wrote down a little note after we prayed up the program.
Yeah?
I wrote down play, fun, and laughter.
Oh.
And that's what I hope is achieved as we introduce Jennifer Grand to our Great News Radio listeners. Many of those that have tuned in for a period of time have maybe seen Jennifer in a play or recognized, oh, she wrote this or she assisted or, oh, she's the stage manager running back and forth, choreographing everything or working with the audition team or on and on and on. She was a part of our Great News Radio theater troupe when we put on It's a Wonderful Life and has had a legacy in this community for many years, serving in a variety of roles. And maybe, Marianne, you can introduce her a little more or say something about her article, but it's titled Play With Them. And why I wrote down the play, fun, and laughter is hopefully our goal today as we prayed up this program is you grandparents, you parents might be encouraged on creative ways to keep your children engaged, informed, active, playful times, healthy, wholesome things that you can do. And so we'll ask Jennifer to not only read her article, but to give us some input on how we can maximize our time with our children, especially during this COVID-19 period where many or most or some won't be going back to school or won't be returning to school in the formal way, you know, a normal classroom and everything is like it always was. But Jennifer also will be sharing some ideas or tips or techniques or methods just to have fun. God has created, and this is a quote from her earlier, God has created us all with various talents and gifts and abilities. And sometimes maybe we don't recognize that we can be very creative, whether it's just taking a sock and turning it into a puppet to a variety of things, utilizing some of the strengths or gifts that God has given us. So we'll talk about all of us being creative in some ways.
Well, I think that Jennifer's mesmerizing when she's on the stage or when she's writing or when she's... What was Doug Peterson's novel that you dramatized?
Well, there were two. One was The Vanishing Woman, and that was Ellen Craft.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one comes from The Lincoln League, and that was Elizabeth Van Loo.
Oh, just amazing. So, amazing. Yeah. It's like you just are transformed, Jennifer, when you get on stage. I mean, everybody can see it. Yeah.
And what was The Vanishing Woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put that on. We put a little stage here at the Great News
did.
Radio Center for the English conversation classes for many of the students, and they were mesmerized. They were like, wow. And you took us all through a whole story, a journey, and then got to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And a lot of the students had questions, and it was great.
I loved the play you did that was produced. You wrote the play in Monticello. They produced it at the Monticello Theater.
Right.
You were in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a week in Mercy Falls.
Yeah, I loved that. Yeah. Very well done.
Thank you.
Well, another thing that was recently well done, this past Sunday night, a few days ago, I was in Bloomington at the Tri-Valley Baptist Church, and the Wanda Mountain Boys put on a concert. It was great. They were professionals, a quartet. They had a very, very low bass.
Well, thank you for kind of performing that.
Did you kind of feel like I could be a low bass?
No, I got just a little scared. That's what happened right there.
Well, they weren't scary at all. In fact, they were very lively. They're some old timers. I guess the bass, he might be in his 50s. I don't know. I could be off 5 or 10 years. The other guys were senior saints in their probably mid-70s and such, but great voices. They were strong. They were entertaining. They were fun to have. And that was at the Tri-Valley Baptist Church. And it's nice. They carried the Prime Life Times papers right in the church, and they allowed me to hand them out to everyone that came in. Everyone got a program guide. So I met a number of our listeners from Bloomington, from Downs, from the communities right around Bloomington. So that was great.
Okay, so here's a question.
Yeah.
do men's voices get lower as they age? Because it seems like all bass, you know, that really low bass you just did, is the men are older. Is that true?
I don't think so. In
these
fact,
groups?
Sometimes they do shift.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they necessarily get lower.
But, you know, it's often this kind of...
I know in the morning many 60, of us can
70
get
year
lower.
Old, it's like this bass, you know.
Yeah.
Well, women's voices go down.
They do?
I went from a soprano to an alto.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I need to sing something to find out where I'm at.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So it was great, though. Wanda Mountain Boys. And that's named after the town that some of them come from. And there's mountains all around. There's nothing else. And so they tried to come up with a name and said, what about the Wanda Mountain Boys? And you looked at them. They're all in these nice blue suits with matching ties, very well dressed. And you're like, Mountain Boys? Those don't look like Mountain Boys. But they all apologized. That's just the name that we came up with, and we'll stick with it. And they kind of had some fun with that. So
it sounds like they can sing well.
Yeah. So it was great. I met a number of our listeners from in and around the Bloomington area, along with Craig and Keith Gates, and they're going to hopefully, Lord willing, be on a future Memorization Monday or a Testimony Tuesday. And then Pastor Ron appreciated him, and he said, sure, leave papers here, and you know, we'll make sure all of our members get them. And then there was a guy I met, his name, he goes, you can call me Lard. And I was like, and he said, yep, that's right, and then he had some...
Lard?
Yeah, like... What, like butter, lard?
I know the meaning of the word,
That's right.
I do.
So he had a twinkle in his eye. He was an old-timer and became an instant friend. And just a lot of great people that enjoyed the station. So it was fun.
That's nice.
Got to introduce me, so they gave me
What'd they call you? What'd you say? You can call me Mark.
They said, come on up here, Mark. And so
you can call me Mark?
Yeah. So, anyways. Well, Jennifer, thank you for carving out time, being a part of the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I know you've been recently married to Cecil, a godly man that's been involved with Empty Tomb for years. He's had a legacy over there, a good guy. We're just praising God that he's brought you two together, and you're in this grandmother stage now. So, well, you've been it for a little while, though you look very young and not like a grandma, but you're still writing, engaged. And why did you come up with this topic, Play With Them?
Well, this isn't new. It actually is something that has been kind of a passion of mine ever since I was in college. I majored in theater at the University of Illinois, but I had a emphasis on theater for child audiences and creative drama. And creative drama is an improvised, non-exhibitional, process-centered form of drama. And it's not to put something on the stage, but it's to guide and teach kids to discover their creative process and then to trust it and to, you know,
nice.
To go with it. And it's dynamic. It always changes. They learn a lot of different things through it. And it really is just play. You know, they learn cooperation, group responsibility, problem solving. They exercise critical thinking and evaluation skills. There's a definition that I always liked. And it says, creative dramatics is at once the most completely personal, individualistic, and intimate, as well as the most highly socialized art. Because you do it, you know, with other people.
Part of your role is to help these kids understand they are creative. Like somebody might say, but, you know.
I don't say that all the time.
Miss Jennifer, I don't have any creative ability.
We are created in the image of the Creator.
Right.
Therefore, we are creative.
We are creative.
And
that's a given.
Yeah, absolutely.
So somebody tuning in that says, oh, but you don't know me. I'm boring.
No.
I don't have that creative capacity.
No.
You would challenge them to say, wait a minute. You're not thinking clearly.
Give me 10 minutes with
Okay.
Okay, there's a challenge.
Yeah. Start lining up, everyone. So your premise, and you would say the truth is, being created in God's image has enabled all of us to be creative, but that may work its way out in different ways. Some might be very talented with painting. Some could be creative thoughts. Some could be the expression of using their voice. Some could be just unique insights into things. So define maybe creativity.
Well, my new husband, he's a builder. He's a construction person. He's an architect, you know. I mean, and he's very creative. And it's like in creative drama, I say, now, what are the three tools of the actor? And first the kids say, costumes. So, nope, you don't need costumes. A script. No, you don't need a script. You just need your mind, your body, and your voice.
Oh, wow. Mm.
You can create drama with nothing else but yourself. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have a voice, some people can't speak, you can create drama. Mm. So
You're very inspiring, Jennifer.
You can tell stories. You know, there's all kinds of things. And Confucius has a quote that says, I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand.
Mm. I love that quote.
That's taking it to that level of application where you're involved, but, you're engaged.
Well, and for some of us like me, if I do something, I do remember how to know how to do it.
Well, and
somebody just talks about it.
Right. And so what I did in my career, for 28 years, I was a creative dramatic specialist in the school system. And I worked by grants and PTA grants and all these kind of things. But I would go into the classroom and take different kind of subjects. And usually it was social studies, literature, speech. Well, of course, I could always do music and art and all those. But I took creative drama as the tool for conveying the information. So, for instance, if a teacher said, okay, I want to hire you to do the Rosa Parks and the bus boycott. So I would research that. And then I would put it into dramatic form, and then I would break it down. And so instead of reading it, we would act it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids would become the character. Mm-hmm. Somebody was Rosa Parks and had to stand up and say what she would say, mm-hmm. the way she would say it, and it stays with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think it was only about 10 or so years ago, but later into life, I never really looked at myself as being very creative because my definition of creativity was the person that could paint,
it's not just
musician.
That.
Oh, I know, that's what I was trapped into thinking.
Yeah.
And what I have found or discovered that I have kind of creative thought because my brain is always working, and I just never looked at that as being creative. That's just how I was. But somebody said, no, you're very creative in how you think through. So I'm hoping that our program and your reading is going to instill in all of the listeners that they have been created in God's image. Even if they don't even believe in God, hey, just trust us. You are created in God's image. And you have been given creative capacities, and that outlet may be in a variety of ways, but hopefully through your reading, we're going to learn to have fun with it for our children or grandchildren, how we can use that creative capacity to encourage, to bless, to get them thinking, get them involved.
You can always fall back on that bass voice you did a little bit ago.
That's right.
That was kind of creative.
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer, read for us.
Okay. All right. So we titled it Play With Them.
I like it.
All right. Seldom does a cartoon on the opinions page affect me as one did that was printed in the News Gazette a while back. No, it had nothing to do with our president or our governor or with tariffs, taxes, or terrorism.
But three T's.
Yeah. It was simply a dad heading up his family all in line as he repeated, I said, are we all packed and ready for some quality family time on our summer vacation?
Hey, I guess there's a number of men raising their hand. Yeah, that was me. We were all excited.
We're trying to have fun here.
Yeah, yeah. Will you be quiet? We're trying to have fun.
That's right.
The drawing, though, illustrated all of the family members packed, ready to go, and busy on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
All except for the little girl at the end of the line. She had just a ball to play with. She was holding a ball and a tear dripping down her cheek. Now, was she crying because she was too little to have her own cell phone? Well, I fear that could be the reason perceived by many readers, especially those who shared the cartoon with their younger, phone-deprived children. But no, we all know it's because the little girl doesn't have anyone who will quiet his or her device long enough to play ball with her.
Mm.
We all know that. So, what are we actually doing about it? I'm a retired creative drama specialist, and this cartoon hurts my heart. Yes, I shed a tear when I saw this cartoon. I know firsthand the damage being done by electronic devices to the development of the precious imaginations, creativity, and problem-solving skills of our children. Now, I'm not saying using the latest technology doesn't have value. It does. I'm simply urging those of us involved with shaping and molding these precious young minds to also continue to guide our children into creative activities that bring pure joy into their lives.
Hmm.
In March 1994, Focus on the Family magazine published my article, Let Them Play. Now, my own children, which is when I wrote that article, that it was because my own children, okay, are all grown and have children of their own. As I strive to incorporate these same best practices with my grandchildren, I feel inspired to once again share them with a reading audience.
And our listening audience.
Listening audience. First, encourage their imagination. Let kids do what kids do best. Create their own play. Resist the urge to micromanage their play by making constant suggestions on what to do next. Let them figure it out sometimes, because doing that encourages problem-solving skills. And don't be afraid of the word bored. Boredom often forces kids to reflect, evaluate, and fill the empty spaces in their lives by creating things to do. Provide creative materials. I have a creative box filled with colored and plain paper, glue and scissors, marker stickers, colored pencils, crayons, and various other odds and ends. Children find the concept of creating something out of nothing inspirational. Use blankets, boxes, and tables. Remember making a tent by tossing a blanket over the dining room table?
Yep.
Creating box mazes?
Yep.
Get out into nature. Encourage your children or grandchildren to collect something. Nature deposits numerous fascinating things at our doorsteps, including rocks, feathers, shells, and bugs. At the moment, we are raising black swallowtail butterflies and, in the process, learning about Queen Anne's lace.
Esther's favorite is the toads that are all around the gardens in our yard.
Yeah.
It drives Holly crazy. You can't bring the toad into the house. Esther pets them and carries them around. Total tomboy.
So you take those toads, right? First of all, you do some research. Find out what kind of toads they are. Identify who they are. Then if you want to create a little toad garden for them, you can make a house. I mean, it can go on and on and on.
You can
name them. You can start writing stories about your toad. Okay?
Yeah.
Make exercise fun. Whether improvising movements to some of their favorite music or participating in sports, children who engage in physical activity from early childhood are more likely to enjoy good health as they grow.
I should be fine. Climb trees over and over and over.
For 3 weeks after the Summer Olympics, my sons conducted neighborhood triathlons and track competitions. 3 weeks.
Wow.
What did they use? Their imaginations and a few friends. They had schedules, and they had places that they went.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Suggest a business. We had vegetable stands, garage sales, neighborhood circuses. When my boys were growing up, baseball cards became the main vehicle through which they learned the value of money, the art of negotiating, and the skills needed to keep their cards in mint condition. And that transferred to rooms and everything
else. That's great.
So, think before you buy. One question I always ask myself when considering a toy to buy is this. Can kids do more than one thing with this toy? My sons, and now my grandchildren, their favorite toys, and we all know these are favorites, included Legos, wooden and cardboard blocks, and dress-up clothes. Play with them. What did you enjoy playing when you were a child? Play it with them. Not only will you enjoy reliving highlights from your own childhood, you'll also create fond memories for your youngsters and with you.
I might even put a disclaimer. Now, you don't have to win. I get pretty competitive.
Oh,
I will play Monopoly.
Word.
And it's like, you know, and Esther's like, hey, this is no fun. You're
hey,
like,
Dad.
And I'm like, hey, you've got to play fair. That's a hotel. Pay up.
So, well, she's learning something.
Right. not to go in business, right?
Yeah.
With you?
Yeah. Our children look to us for information, support, love, and direction. We all have creative abilities. It's up to us to encourage our children to discover and use their own joyous creative gifts.
And here's the byline. Jennifer Grand, retired creative dramatics specialist.
I don't know. I think we're pulling her out of retirement, even having her here today.
I know it. I feel like that has to happen.
Yeah.
Is blessed with 7 grandchildren. Creating memories through play is still among her favorite things to do.
And I so agree with the importance of letting your children get bored.
Oh, yeah.
Because they won't stay bored for long because they'll start thinking up something. And mm-hmm. I just know, you know, throwing the ball onto the roof and catching it, playing with the stick, to, you know, walking through the yard. And with Esther, I challenge her. I say, okay, no more iPad time. I want you to draw. I want you to create a story. And so our drives, many times when we used to drive to school, I'd say, hey, make something up and entertain me.
Right, right.
And then I would tell her how. I said, okay, I'll do it. Give me a word.
Yeah.
And she'd give me a word, and then I'd just make a whole story around it.
You're doing it right there.
Yeah.
You don't need anything. You don't have to buy anything. It's God's given us everything we need to joyfully create play with one another.
That's great.
And maybe an obstacle for some is like, well, that's just too silly. No, get out of your comfort zone, because there might be some people maybe a little more rigid in their personality. I'm pretty freewheeling. Or how do we coach somebody that's like, it's uncomfortable for me to think that way? How can we help them today discover that they are creative?
Right, and that's what I say. What did you enjoy doing when you were a child?
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself back there. Don't be afraid to go back there.
Yeah.
You know, it's remember that Jesus welcomed all the little children, and he said, unless we become like a child, we don't enter the kingdom of heaven. And there's a lot of those childlike qualities that it's to our benefit to keep and nurture.
That's really good.
And it could be just getting on the floor with them. Let's not make this more complicated than it is.
Right.
This is just spending some quality time asking them questions. Or, you know, everyone's played the game where you look for license plates and you go through the alphabet, or just think of anything that maybe you did in the past, or, you know, maybe even for the grandparent, just sharing some of the stories of what it was like growing up. So they'd say, you didn't have cars, or you didn't have a TV set. What did you do with your time? And just storytelling.
You know,
and
this
such.
Has made me remember when I was young, we had these little matchbox cars, the old kind, not the fancy ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we would make these elaborate, I mean, huge, like we had interstates and hills and houses out of dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd run these cars over them. It took
hours.
See,
now I just get excited talking about this. I want to go play.
Great.
You know, another thing that is really important, you show them where to look, but you don't tell them what to see. And I want to share this story because this, I'm sure, is one of the things that is important. Is that one of the ways I became so involved in creative play was because I had one brother and he was severely handicapped, so he couldn't do anything. So I had to carry him around and entertain him. But one of the things that I loved to do was to take him underneath the bushes in the backyard, and there was a blanket back there, and we would lay really quietly together, and I would say, "Uh-oh." And he would say, I could understand him, but most people wouldn't. What is it, he would say? And I would say, I hear a sound. And then he would listen, and he would try to see if he could hear it. And so we called it our uh-oh game, and we would play that for a half hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And we just had one another, and it was one of the most important relationships of my life.
Yeah. Oh, what a fantastic sister you were.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Amen. Play with them. You can read about it in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the August edition, located at over 300 area locations, new locations in Lincoln now, in Springfield, in Bloomington, in an area near you. And you can find out more online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com.
And
play with them.
Cut out this article, put it on your refrigerator, and play with your neighborhood kids if you don't have any grandkids.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marian Simpkins, and Jennifer Garan with the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.